All right, welcome to the Warrior Wake Up Podcast, man. Got an awesome guest with me today, Eric Steven from Phoenix, Arizona. I finally got his name right. I keep wanting to add an S on it for some reason. But, you know, he told me to make sure it's Eric Steven. So I make sure I say that right. And he actually is kind of well known for, is it called Nerdcore or
what? Yeah, Nerdcore.
Nerdcore, Christian rap, Christian hip hop, CHH. So anyway, how you doing today, Eric?
Or I'm great, thank you. Whatever time it is, so I'm still doing good.
Yeah. So we're just gonna get into a few questions here. Why don't you just start by telling everybody a little bit about your ministry?
Okay, so. A little over 5 years ago, my wife and I, we wanted to serve God more than we were already doing. Like, I was working my 9-to-5 job and then working, you know, doing shows on the weekend and stuff like that. And then, but we wanted to do more. My wife used to be a missionary overseas and stuff. And we just felt like God said, go. And so when God says, go, you go. And we ended up like selling almost everything and we just hit the road and we just started touring and we've been touring around the United States and Canada ever since. We go out for about 8 months out of the year, 8-9 months out of the year. We come back home for about 3 or 4 months to Phoenix and we just go around putting on shows. Our main thing was doing churches. We're just like trying to teach people about Jesus and then also encourage churches to actually live their faith. You know, that you say you believe in Christ, then do something about it. And so we want to encourage people to do that. But then, so we were doing churches, we were doing outreaches, we were doing like group homes, women's shelters. We actually got to do a couple of public schools and I didn't have to change the message at all. And so that was pretty cool. Yeah. And then just started this year, we started getting booked for a Comic Con because like you said, I do Nerdcore, which is talking about like geek culture, like comic books, superheroes, Star Wars, pro wrestling, Disney, like all that kind of stuff. But I combine it with my faith. And so I'm able to sort of put a, like talk about Star Wars, but put sort of like a Christian spin on, like a point you to Jesus sort of thing. And so we were actually getting picked up to go to Comic Cons this year. And that was going to be awesome. I got to do one and then the shutdown happened, the lockdown happened. And so
I was, it's crazy that you said that. Cause I was just fixing to say, something about you being a big comic book fan and like a big superhero fan. I was just fixing to say that, so I'm glad you brought that up. How was Canada, man? How was that?
Canada. Okay, so our first time in Canada was amazing. It was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. Last year, we went and we had some good times. We had some ups and downs with Canada last year. Not gonna lie about that. But the weather was beautiful. The area was beautiful. Edmonton was awesome. They have some really cheap sushi up there, so that was really cool too. And then it was called Edo or something like that. And it was just a sushi chain up in Canada, so that was cool. And we actually got to go to Alaska as well for the first time last year. So that was nice to get that off the bucket list.
Oh, cool. So all over the place, really, man. That's pretty
cool, dude.
I know you were pretty excited for the whole Comic-Con thing, man, just by talking to you before. And if I'm not mistaken, because and I don't know if you know this, but, you know, I love pro wrestling myself. So I'm like, I'm a big pro wrestling fan, right? So I know that's one thing, you know, two things me and you have in common is we love, you know, pro wrestling. We love Jesus. And, you know, obviously we Christian hip hop, and I like the comics and the superhero stuff too. I'm probably not nowhere near as knowledgeable in the comics as you are, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe you did a song kind of dedicated to the WWE women's superstar Becky Lynch, right? Didn't you do something?
Yes.
What was the name of that song you did?
Straight Fire.
Straight Fire. And I believe she actually replied to you or something, right? On one of your, your posts or something?
Yeah, there was a couple of things. I actually got to meet Becky. I think at 2019, at the beginning of 2019, I got to actually meet Becky, and I showed her the song, and she liked it, and she told me to send it to her, so I did, and I didn't hear anything else. But then she was doing a program with Lacey Evans. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
all?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and she quoted my song to Lacey Evans. She told Lacey to go make her a sandwich, and I said, I mean, and the way she said it was from my song, and I was just like, because I say that in my song, but I was just like, oh my gosh, it was almost like verbatim, you know, the line. So I knew that it was about mine. I was like, oh my gosh, Becky just said my line on Raw. That was so cool.
That's awesome, dude. Was she pretty nice in person?
Oh my gosh, Becky was awesome. She was cool, and it's, yeah, that's, you know, she's my favorite on and off the screen. So
right.
Yeah.
So and I know you was telling everybody a little bit about your ministry. How did you get started in ministry? Like originally, how did you get started? You don't really remember.
I think it just sort of happened. Like, after I got saved, I wanted to still do music. I'd been doing music before I got saved, and then I got saved, and I wanted to keep doing music, but I wanted it to be mine. And I was just like, I'll talk about you, God, in my music, and I'll give you everything else, but the music's mine. And that's not how God works, you know. That's not, he's like, no, I want it all. And so eventually, you know, he won me over. I went to a Rebecca St. James concert, of all people. And she said in the concert, she said, if you have a talent that God gave you, he wants it back because he wants to use it. Oh. And I felt like she was talking directly to me. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was like, okay, God, you can have it. You can do whatever you want with it. And then, yeah. And then, so I just started fully went in Christian hip hop. I was just like, I'm just going to be talking about God. This is for God. You know, God can do whatever he wants with this music. And he has.
So was you doing secular route? Was it before you did Christian music? You said you were already doing music. Was it rap, or, you know, is that what?
Yeah, it was still rap. It was still rap. Yeah, I wasn't like, I went back and I've listened to some of my really, really old stuff, like when I first started out, and it's just not good. It's not good. Like my flow isn't good. My rhyme scheme, the lyrics, the content, none of it is good. And then it's like, I get saved and I focus on God and everything changed, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I remember the first time we met, the first time I met you, you know, before I actually heard you go on stage, we always get kind of a first impression. I thought, man, this guy has a super humble personality, man. Really nice guy, good family. And I'm thinking, you know, but he's kind of got this whole, and don't take this the wrong way, this whole like nerdy type vibe to him, you know what I mean? But I didn't realize that's kind of like what, that's like your thing, you know what I mean? That's like kind of what you're going for, you know? And but then when you got on stage, I mean, I don't want you to take that the wrong way, by the way.
No, I'm a geek, I'm a nerd,
But you know, people probably say he's a big country white bald dude from Alabama. So, So, but when you got on stage, man, I mean, you were just killing it. You know what I mean? And just rocking it. And I was like, man, he actually can go. Because, I mean, I think me and you both know that, it, you know, as much as you've done music and even myself, yeah, and I hope this don't come off the wrong way, but you've always got those people that say they can sing or they can rap, and then you hear them, and you don't want to be mean, you know what I mean?
But right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I won't go no further than that, but you know what I mean by that. And of course, you know, we want to show the love of Christ, so we don't want to just be mean to anybody or harsh to anybody, you know.
Right.
But some people just ain't called to sing. You know what I mean? And some are just not called to rap. But anyway, not to say they ain't called to do that, because they're called to share the gospel, and they probably got, I'm sure they got plenty of gifts and talents better than we do at whatever their gift or talent is. You know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, so who or I guess you kind of answered this a little bit, maybe something else, but who or what?
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Were you including me in that category then? Is that
what's that?
You were saying that you just did this whole thing where you said that people aren't gifted in rapping or singing. Were you including me in that?
Oh, no. No, okay. Dude, I totally think you can go.
Okay.
You know, so you're definitely not in that category. No.
I wasn't fishing for a compliment there. I was just making sure you would finish your thought.
No. I was not included in that. If you hadn't heard Eric rap, Eric is very lyrical. His lyrical content is really good. His flow is smooth. So, no, I definitely was not putting you in that category. Because I think you are very talented. And I think you're a very good rapper. And there was, you know, I've listened to like, I don't know, I think I got two or three of your albums, and, you know, I think there's one, I played them all. I think I got, was it Diary of, maybe it's Diary of an MC or something like that?
Oh, that was long time ago.
But there was another one that I got from you, and I can't think of what the name
was. Was it the Change the World one?
Yes, Change the World. Okay. Yeah. And man, I love that album. You know what I mean? I like them all, but that's my favorite of the ones that I have. You know what I mean? Of the ones that I have. And then I know you had, there was one song, and it may have been that Change the World, like you were just, you know, had a really good flow on it. And I don't know, I can't remember who it was singing, but it was a really good singer on there too. It was like a guy singer. I'm trying to think. It might have been the song Change the World.
Okay.
Or something like that. But anyway, the whole album was really good, man. So yeah, I, just so you know, definitely do not put you in that category. So, but I think you know what I'm saying when I say that. You know, not you, but I'm saying there, I'm sure you've met people that have came to you, especially you being a minister and an artist and everything, and tell you that they can rap or sing or whatever. And you're kind of like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, well, maybe God's called you to something different, you know? You know, but yeah, definitely not you, man. I think you're very, very talented, brother. But anyway, I guess you said a minute ago, you mentioned about the Rebecca St. James concert or whatever, but
right.
Who or what would you say had the biggest impact on you coming to know Christ? You know, I know you said the concert, but was there maybe a parent or a figure or a person or something?
This is funny because I actually forgot about this guy until like a few weeks ago. Because it just came in my I was talking to my wife, we were talking about everything, and before I got saved I actually went to this youth group in where I lived, and the youth pastor's name was Jeff Lawton. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Jeff Lawton. It was so long ago, but he would meet with me one-on-one. Plus, I had a youth group and stuff like that. So it's like I saw this guy all the time. And for some reason, I forgot all about him, but I would say he's the one that planted the most seeds and taught me the most before Christ. Right. You know, because the church that I grew up in, I did grow up in the church for the most part, and my church, my pastor did not teach about Christ. We didn't even have a youth group until my senior year in high school. So it was just, it wasn't, the church was pretty much spiritually dead. So I didn't really have a good understanding of who God was. I knew who God was, but I didn't know who God was. Right. You know?
You didn't have that personal
relationship. So this other youth, so this guy, Jeff, who was a youth leader at another church, I actually met him through mutual people, and he met with me one-on-one and all this stuff. And so I would say before Christ, he's the one that had the biggest impact on me. Post-Christ, Rebecca Sims, definitely with my music, just kicking me in the butt. And also my mentor, Mike Bertelsen, he took a chance on me. Like, I didn't know anything about the gospel. I didn't know anything about the Bible. I just wanted to serve Jesus. I just wanted to know him more. And he taught me, and I just absorbed everything, you know? And right. So I would say those three had the biggest impact on me in my walk.
No. Well, I know, like I said, man, when I first met you, I thought you had an awesome spirit, man. I really did. I thought you was just very humble, and I could tell that you were in it for Jesus. You wasn't in it for the money. You wasn't in it for the fame. That you were one of those people that were doing it for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? And I know this is probably kind of harsh to say, but sometimes in today's Christian music, you know, there's some of them that I question, you know, are they really in it for the right reason? You know what I mean? And of course, that's between them and God. But speaking of that, let's switch up for a minute. And I want to get your opinion on this. And I've asked a few guys this, and they've got different opinions, different takes on this. But first of all, I want to ask you, what is your opinion on today's Christian music, like overall, okay, like every genre, like what's your overall opinion of Christian music? And then, you know, well, go ahead and answer that one, and then I'll get to the next question. But what's your opinion on the overall genre? I mean, overall Christian music, every genre.
I think it's a business, and they make a product for a specific crowd. And so if you're looking for a Christian top 40, you've got it. Christian themed top 40, it's there. But I think if you're looking for something deeper, something to actually challenge you, I think you have to go into lesser known people.
Yeah.
If that makes, like, you have to go into to deeper cuts.
Almost like Christian Underground, sort of.
Yeah, just because, I mean, like, because I think, because some of my favorite singers, like, even just in, like, a regular, you know, contemporary Christian, some of my favorite singers, the ones that are, like, just really resonate with me and just, like, make me think and, in my heart, you know, mm-hmm. they're not the main people, and I don't think they will ever. I'm not saying they're not doing well for themselves, you know, but I think because of their theology and because of wanting to actually share Christ more, I don't think they're going to get that radio play, and yeah. therefore the surface Christians aren't going to hear their music, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I love that answer because I feel the same way as you do. Like, And I'm not in any way trying to, I'm not dogging the people that are in the top 40, like that kind of thing. I'm not hating on them or nothing like that. But I'm like you, I feel like a lot of that has kind of became, I don't know if the word commercialized would be the right word, you know what I'm saying? But like a business type thing. And I feel like really, you know, and like I said just a minute ago, I guess you could almost call it like Christian underground music, whatever genre it is. And I feel like, you know, you have to almost, like you said, dig a little bit to actually find the artists who are going to really speak the truth to you and really, really get deep and like you said, make you think about some stuff. You know, maybe even like, man, they're bringing on an aspect I never even thought about, you know, or whatever, you know. I think it's deeper like that. And I'm glad you said that, man, because you're really kind of the first person that I've had to give that answer, which I really like that answer. And I believe that's, there was no paid money here, just by the way, so y'all know. but I mean, I do think that's like a really good answer, you know what I mean? So I want to get to this other question, and I've had several guys on that they have kind of different takes on this, and everybody on the, you know, that's listened to the podcast knows where I stand on this, and I'll go over that again. But and it's the question that you've probably heard this before, and it's the guys who say, I don't want to be labeled as a Christian rapper. I'm a rapper who's a Christian. What's your take on that?
Well, it's both, you know, because it's like, yeah, okay, if you're going to talk about Christ, you're going to be labeled Christian, and you can't get away from that. You know, you can't separate your faith from your calling. If Christ has called you to do something, you can't separate that, you know? And so I think people think that it hinders their ability to do, you know, the label. But it's like, if someone's not going to work with you because you're a Christian, then you probably shouldn't be working with that person anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. And because it's like, I've worked with secular artists because, you know, I do nerdcore. So there's very few Christian nerdcore artists out there. There's a few of us out there. The Justice League, Omega Sparks, Al Capone, Shep the Shepherd. Oh my gosh, I'm probably forgetting a couple here, but there are a few of us, but for the most part, all the nerdcore artists are secular, and I have worked with them, but I work with them on, like non-Christian songs, like if I'm doing a track about Star Wars or eating cereal, you know, which I actually have a song coming out next month about eating cereal. So, but like with that, I worked with a secular nerdcore artist on that. But anything that I'm doing that's, I'm glorifying Christ, where I'm talking about Christ, I can't partner with somebody that doesn't believe that way, you know, that doesn't know him.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, but even when you do that, you're still labeled as a Christian artist, is what I'm saying. Even
right.
You haven't said, well, look, I don't want to be labeled as a Christian artist. I want to be labeled as a artist who is a Christian. You know what I'm saying? And right. Even though you may have did a couple of those songs with those secular guys or whatever, and I respect that. And I've always said, because the way I feel about it is, and I've said this in the podcast several times, is, you know, to me, if your songs are about Christ and you truly love Christ and you don't want to be labeled as a Christian artist, to me, that's being that's being ashamed of God. All right. To me personally. All right. Now, I understand the whole reasoning, or, you know, you call it excuse, cop out, whatever you want to say, is that, well, the reason I don't want to be labeled as a Christian artist is I don't want to be put in a box. I want to be able to reach these people that are in a secular world. And I get what they're saying. But my whole point is, if you serve an all-powerful God, an all-knowing God, right, then you're not going to, then you're not going to, then you're not going to, if you serve all-powerful, all-knowing God, then you're not going to have, you're not going to put it in a box. I'm sorry, man. I was going to call that. You're not going to be put in a box. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they can't, the thing is, they can't put you in a box. And I want to bring up what you brought up earlier. And that is, hold on one second. Okay. Sorry about that, man. Got a call from the wife in the middle of the podcast. So anyway, sorry about that. So anyway, they can't, what I was going to say is they can't put you in a box because you serve an all-powerful God, right? They can't put you in a box. Right. And what I mean by that is, I mean, I think Lecrae for that when he was labeled as a Christian rapper and he won a Grammy Award. And then I want to go back to something you said earlier, was you did a high school and you did your music, right? A secular high school and you right. did your music. Okay. I had the same situation here where they called me about doing a SAD program. I was actually, they were actually going to have a guy named Beacon Light. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but Beacon Light was going to be the headliner. And anyway, he's got a song called like Haters that won like a video award and beat out like Lecrae and some of the other guys for the award. But anyway, he was going to open up. He's from like somewhere in Michigan. And anyway, he was going to come down. Well, ended up where he couldn't make it. And they called me back and asked me if I could do the whole event, you know, the whole show or whatever. I said, sure. And it was the SAD program, you know, students against, used to be students against drunk driving. Now it's students against destructive decisions. And it was a secular school, probably smaller school, probably 300 kids. You know what I mean? And I said, well, listen, yeah. I'll come, no problem. But I want to make it clear that I'm going to do my music. You know what I mean? I'm going to do Christian music. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, I've seen some people that, you know, they wanted to do a school, but the school would want them to do secular stuff. And they would kind of conform to that. And I look at it as like, well, if God really wants you there, He'll open that door where you can do God, you know, His music. You know what I'm saying? God. Right. So anyway, that's kind of my take on it. But I like what you said, man. That's a very good answer, man. All your smartness is coming out here, man. So that's a really good answer. But I think me and you kind of see that in a similar way. You know what I mean? And I know, you know. And that's just my personal take on it. Like I said, that's just my opinion on it. And you know, I know it's your opinion. Somebody else may not agree with us. And, you know, that's between them and God as far as, you know, as far as them answering for that. Okay, so I know, you know, you're a big jokester and always cutting up, because I am too. All right, so what is the funniest moment you have had in ministry?
I don't know. it would probably have to be. It would have to be something with my son, I guess. I don't know. Like, he's always running. He's trying to always run up on stage with me, especially when I'm performing. He wants to be up there. So I let him do sound check with me. So we'll do sound check and then he does that, and then that gets his fix out, and then he can come up after the show also. But yeah, there's a couple of times where we thought it would be cute if he just ran up on stage with me, you know, thought it would be cute. It's like, yeah, let him come. And he comes and just tackles me and just grabs onto my legs. And, you know, like, I'm jumping around on the stage, you know, and I'm moving constantly. And he's like grappled around my legs and I can't move and I'm falling down. So I don't know. It would probably have to be something to do with him. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. He's growing like crazy, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be four in August. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Getting on up there. You know, that's awesome, man. It's good though that you have, you know, your son that you can get up there and do sound checks with you and everything like that. That's
yeah.
I know you've always got something going on, you know, something always cooking in the kitchen, so to speak. So are you working on any new projects?
Yeah, I'm trying to take this forced break and seriously and just trying to crank out new music. And so like I've been releasing songs on a regular basis all year long, and then but it's hopefully leading up to an album. I have like I think 14 songs written, and so I just need to get into the studio and finish it up. So yeah.
Okay.
It's just a matter of time and money.
Yeah. Yeah. It usually is. Yeah, do you have any events coming up around where you're at or any events that you know of coming up?
No, there's like this was the first year. Like usually I try to book like 2 months in advance. This was the first year I had the entire year mapped out and planned out and booked. And I got to do one show and then
boom,
it's been canceled since then. And so, I mean, there's Redemption in July. So right now we're just praying that God provides the way for us to get there, because
yeah,
before it was along my schedule, along my route to get there. And so that was going to be, but now we're back in Phoenix. And so
right,
just praying that God provides the funding for us to get there so we can do that show with you guys. Cause I'm getting like messages from people that are excited that I'm coming back to Alabama. And I'm like, I might not be coming back to Alabama,
yeah,
you know? And so,
right. So you're like, man, I need to get down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, man, that's, I'm praying that the Lord will work that out, you know? So for sure. Cause we love to have you down here in Bama, man. You know that we love you down here, man. And we hope you get to come. We definitely want you to be there if at all possible, man. So we definitely gonna be praying for that. And tell everybody, man, how they can find you on social media.
Okay, so I'm pretty much everywhere. My website is ericstephenmusic.com. That's ericstephen music.com. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify. You know, definitely follow me on Spotify at Eric Stephen, because I'm all, like I said, I've been releasing new music regularly. So you follow me, that'll be right there in your release radar when it comes out. Yeah.
And is it on your website? I know there was some kind of organization that you worked, not worked for, but let like,
there's World Family Missions.
They're
an organization. A lot of my donations can go through there. They're worldfamilymissions.org. And if you go to missionaries, you'll find my family and you can donate there. Or if you just want to donate, the fastest way to donate to me is through PayPal. That would be paypal.me/Eric Stephen Music. That would be the fastest way to get funding to me. So I like that one.
Yeah, we see the PayPal's a pretty good one, man. Let's see.
But World of Family Missions, you'll get a tax write-off if you do it through there. You won't do that if you go through PayPal.
Okay, because World Family Missions, they're 501c3, I guess.
Yeah.
Nonprofit. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share with anybody, share with everybody?
I don't just, you know, stay focused on God, and there are awesome Christian musicians of all genres out there. You just got to dig a little deeper, and you never know who your new favorite artist is going to be. So someone that might encourage you.
Yeah. Who would you, real quick, you said dig a little deeper. Well, how would you recommend they go about their digging?
That's a, oh goodness. If you go to, like on Spotify, they have that fans also like section. And yeah. So say you wanted to, you like Lecrae, but you want to know someone else that might be a little smaller than Lecrae, we go to Lecrae's page, fans also like, and it would tell you the different artists that people also listen to that listen to Lecrae, and you could just start going down the rabbit hole there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
And once you start with Bizzle.
Yeah. I love Bizzle stuff.
That's K-Drama. Bizzle and K-Drama.
Yeah, K-Drama. I love Bizzle stuff, man. Seven's another guy. I love his stuff. You know, and everybody's got their own preference, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. If you haven't, man, if you listen to the podcast and you haven't heard of Eric Steven, you should go definitely follow him, man. Check him out. Check out his music. Anytime, my brother does full-time ministry, so any support you can do through whether it's purchasing some of his music or merch, or whether it's just wanting to donate, whatever, you know what I mean? You will. I've met him in person, kind of got to know him, and you will be definitely sowing into good ground. So we definitely recommend that you check him out, man, and support the brother, man. So anyway, man, Eric, I just want to thank you, man, for being on the Warrior Wake Up Podcast, man. We are humbled and honored, man, to have you as our guest, man. Really appreciate you coming on, brother. And you got anything else, man?
Not that I can think of, sorry.
Okay, man. All right. Well, once again, man, thank you for being on the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. We appreciate it, brother. All right, man.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, brother, for real. All right, man, that's it for this interview, man. It's once again, man, I'm your host, Chosen Man, or Pastor John Payne, however you want to call it, man. It's the Warrior Wake Up Podcast, man. You already know the deal. We always keep it real. We keep it 100, man. We just want to get the truth out there, let you know about these artists that you may not have heard of, you may not have heard about how they minister and their ministries. And because I'm telling you, man, there's some diamonds in the rough, man. There's some jewels out there. You just got, like as my boy Eric said, you just got to dig a little deeper. So anyway, man, we out of here, man. God bless you. You can check us out. You want to check out this episode right here. It'll be the newest episode on the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. You can check it out, man. It'll air tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mondays at 10 a.m. is when the Warrior Wake Up Podcast always airs. So if you get a chance, check us out. We love you. God bless.